From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tom Hudson. When Ron DeSantis was running for governor in 2018, he pledged to require Florida companies to check the immigration status of new workers. It's a federal government system called E-Verify that uses information provided by workers against Social Security and immigration records. Several southern states, including Georgia and Mississippi, have enacted similar laws. They've become part of the debate over immigration. Previous efforts to get an E-Verify bill through the Florida legislature, though, have failed. Days before this legislative session began, we spoke with Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez about the governor's priority. What is the goal of the governor's push to require Florida employers to use the federal E-Verify system?
This is something that should come as no surprise. I think he was very, very vocal about it on the campaign trail. You know, obviously there's concerns about the corporations and hiring undocumented and how that impacts Floridians that are looking for high paying and other skilled opportunities within our state.
So is this after undocumented immigrants working in high paying skilled work in Florida?
No, I wouldn't say it's focused on that in particular. What I would say is that, you know, he's heard from a number of individuals. He's heard from different communities that's important. It's an issue that's important. We want to make sure that our corporations are abiding and doing the right thing. And so I think his focus is always Floridians first. And so I think that's something that he's trying to fulfill one of his campaign promises.
How many undocumented immigrants are working in Florida? Any estimation?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. But, you know, I think ultimately his view is that this is something, it's been an ongoing issue. It's something that he spoke about, that he's heard from individuals throughout the entirety of the state. And I think that's something that he wants to tackle.
I know when you hear from folks, especially in the agricultural community and industry, many are opposed to this kind of regulation and how it may limit their availability to labor. And I know those folks have talked to the governor as well. How do you answer those critics?
What I would say is, you know, there's never an excuse to not abide, to not do the right thing, to not comply with the law. And so I have no doubt Florida industries, in particular agriculture, have the ability to adapt and adjust.
Florida requires public employers and state contractors to use E-Verify, and that has been the law for those folks for a few years. Any idea what the results have been from that?
You know, I don't have specific results for you, but I could tell you that I think that the playing field should be the same for everyone, no matter what industry you're in.
So any sense of the several years that the Florida government has required the use of contractors to use E-Verify of canceled contracts or any other kind of enforcement action that have taken by folks that have violated, that have been found that employees are not properly documented?
Generally speaking, I'll tell you when corporations, particularly those that do business with the state, when they're held to a standard, they typically tend to button up and to do what they're required to do. And so, you know, whether it's been a burden, I have not heard that. Whether there's been canceled contracts because of vendors that refuse to comply, I have not heard that either.
What resources will the state need to enforce E-Verify if all companies in Florida are required to use it?
I haven't seen any analysis in terms of additional resources that we'd be needing. I would assume we could probably absorb a lot of that through our existing agencies or departments that would be assigned the task of responsibility or of enforcement. But again, I typically tend to see that when corporations are put on notice, they tend to do the right thing. They tend to comply. You know, obviously.
So is that a trust but not verify kind of enforcement?
No, absolutely not. I think it would be trust and verify. Clearly, we would have an enforcement aspect of it. Clearly, we would have additional FTs that perhaps may take on a burden at that point in time when this is implemented. But I think that we could manage most of it within our existing resources without costing too much to the taxpayer.
But there would have to be some additional state resources toward auditing or enforcement, wouldn't there?
Sure. I mean, sure.
Using the E-Verify system costs anywhere from $3 to $60 per job applicant based upon the size of the company. The bigger companies pay less per head because they're doing more through the system. Ideally, under the governor's vision for E-Verify, who pays that? The companies?
Well, you know, our business, we have a focus on being obviously very pro-business here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And each and every day we get the opportunity to see new businesses come to Florida or existing businesses grow here in Florida. And so we don't take lightly, any additional burdens and things of that nature. But clearly, you know, this is a responsibility that they have. And so this is something that they've been, if they've been violating the law, they've been doing it either knowingly or unwittingly. And so obviously, you know, corporations need to comply. And so that's something that they would have to take on.
Research from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, which looked at states including Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, North and South Carolina, fellow states of Florida here in the southeastern United States that have E-Verify in place. And the Dallas Federal Reserve study found that, quote, these laws' primary impact is preventing or delaying growth in the number of unauthorized immigrants living and working in a state. Most Floridians know, Florida is a state that is rich in history when it comes to immigration, and the economy rests to some degree on healthy immigration. What could be the impact on sales taxes and other kind of local taxes that are paid by those working unauthorized immigrants that may be affected if E-Verify is put in place in Florida?
Well, Tom, I'm the daughter of immigrants, so I fully understand the importance of immigration to not just Florida, but obviously my home of South Florida. You know, Miami is a city that really was built to the prominence that it now has because of people like my parents and others that came before and after them. But what I'll tell you is that, you know, my parents and many other immigrants have come through the legal process. And so, you know, any impact to our economy is something that I think that, you know, I don't believe will be a significant impact. I don't believe it'll create a economic problem for Florida.
The governor has also talked about crime as it relates to undocumented immigration and his priority for E-Verify. He said that the system is needed to address violence by undocumented immigrants. What specifically is the administration referring to there?
Well, I would venture to guess, and I don't like to put words in the governor's mouth, but I would venture to guess that there are crimes being committed in our communities by people that are here illegally. That's something that we want to be able to flesh out, and we want to be able to ensure, because, again, this is something that he was very vocal on during the campaign trail in terms of making sure that Florida's crime rate not only reduces, but that we're addressing any violent crime in a robust, comprehensive way.
Alabama, Arizona, South Carolina, three states that have E-Verify in place, and Florida's violent crime rate, according to FBI statistics, is lower than those three states. So is there a real problem here that E-Verify is addressing when it comes to violent crime in Florida?
Well, while our violent crime rate may be lower than those states that you mentioned, any violent crime that takes place in any of our communities under the governor's watch is something that he's concerned about. So whether it's one or, 100,000, I think that's something that, you know, that weighs on him, and not only as a former prosecutor, but as a father. And so I think that how do you look parents in the eye, those parents that their children have fallen victim to a crime, and really just say, you know, we our crime rate was low, as enough as it is. I mean, you cannot minimize the pain and suffering that goes into the families that are that having to deal with a violent crime, no matter where it is.
That was Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. At least two E-Verify bills have been introduced into the legislature. One would require all government employers and contractors to use the federal system. Another would apply to all employers in the state. This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson.